As we have in the first reading from the prophet Hosea, a very interesting prophet. Not only was he called to proclaim the truth, to preach the message, to call the people to repentance, the Lord, through his life, called Hosea to embody this prophetic message and to be a mirror to the Israelite people of their own lives. The Lord called Hosea to marry a prostitute and to remain faithful to her in spite of her infidelity. For Hosea was a sign to the Israelite people of God's faithfulness to them in spite of their continual infidelity and idolatry. So we have in the passage today where the people of the Israelites were saying, let us return to the Lord. He will heal us. He will bind our wounds. He will raise us up. And in the second half of this, the Lord responds and says, what can I do with you? Your piety is like a morning cloud. It's like dew that appears early and then passes away. The Lord was calling them out on their insincerity of their repentance, of their unwillingness to really change their heart. They could easily go through the practices, the religious externals, but their hearts were far from the Lord. In the season of Lent, this is a good reflection for us. As we perhaps now, almost 4 weeks in, have we mastered our Lenten practices? Have we overcome the harshness of our penances and just going through the motions? Have these things we've chosen through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, are they really bringing our heart closer to the Lord? And this is the same thing that happened in the gospel. This Pharisee, this man who was set apart for his strict observance to the law, who did the right things. He was fasting, he was praying, he was giving tithes. He was also very prideful and seems to be resting in self-sufficiency, looking at himself and how good he was, closing himself off to God's mercy. While the tax collector, this man who on external appearances was far from God, but his heart was open to the truth. His heart was open to the reality of mercy and forgiveness. It's so easy to get caught up in the externals and to pride ourselves on how well we do things and how many good things that we do. The Lord says he desires mercy and not sacrifice. The external things are good and at times even necessary to prepare our heart for that journey of conversion. But we must allow the externals to truly convert our heart. We must pray for that desire to have a heart open to the forgiveness, the mercy, and the love of God. We're halfway through Lent. Let us not waste these days. Let the external practices of our faith and of our Lenten practices truly convert our heart. Let our hearts be open to God's mercy, his love, and forgiveness. Let us not rest in the self-sufficiency of our pride. The Lord wants your heart. Will you give it to him?